Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 6 after understanding the evolution of insurance from the ancient times till today. The basic concepts and principles in chapter 2, the insurance business environment in chapter 3, risk and risk management in chapter 4, and insurance documentation in chapter 5. We are on a very important topic in insurance, and that is underwriting. And at the same time, we also understand how the insurance pricing is done. The basic objective of this chapter is to understand the basic rules of underwriting for both individual and group lives, as well as to get familiar with different types of the premiums that are to be levied or to be recovered from the prospects or the insured. Now let us understand the basics of underwriting first. I said underwriting is a very important chapter in insurance. Why? Because underwriting is a very important process. It helps both the insurer to evaluate the risk and create risk pools, price the risk for different levels of risk, and helps the insurer with adequate liquidity to meet the claims raised by the policyholders. On the other hand, because of underwriting, the insured becomes very clear about what premium will be charged by the insurer. So that is how underwriting is very useful on one side for the insurance company to decide what level of risk they are going to accept, and based on that risk, the premium is decided for the policyholder. Now, when we talk about underwriting has evolved over a period of time as insurance processes got refined. In the early days of underwriting, frequency and severity of the risk were primarily considerations for premium determination. However, with usage of technology, insurer could do the perfect process of underwriting, evaluate the risk, as well as decide how much would be the right premium for collecting, because this premium is the basis on which the claims raised would be paid to the policyholders. As I said, in the early days, the frequency and severity of the event happening would be the main basis for underwriting. However, the modern underwriters take help from the development of information technology. They take help from the development of biotechnology. They take help from the development of financial technology, the predictive modeling of demographics, and all new things that are available for them to have a very precise underwriting process. In the 21st century, a host of underwriting tools are developed to bring in the time-synchronous innovative insurance products so that from the insurance company side, they are absolutely sure as to what premium needs to be collected, and from the policyholder side, they are very sure that whatever premium that is charged are competitive and based on the precise underwriting process adopted by the insurance company. Now friends, let us understand the meaning of underwriting. In insurance, underwriting means to determine and evaluate risk. So this is the basis on which all the decision making depends upon, because once you know what exactly the risk is, you can decide to accept risk, not to accept risk, or to accept risk at a higher premium. So once you determine and evaluate the risk, you can classify the risk, whether or not to accept the risk liability, and then decide what premium should be charged to accept the risk. Because for standard risk, the risk would be small. For higher risk, the risk would be more. So that in case of the claim, the insurer is equipped with sufficient funds to meet the claim. This sufficient funds comes from the premium collection from the risk pool, so that insurer is also funded with the premium amount for meeting any claim that would arise from that risk pool. Now let us go further in understanding the meaning of underwriting. Underwriting process also helps the insurer to decide how much coverage the prospective policyholder would be eligible to get. So it is not only the premium that is decided, it also helps us to understand the coverage the prospective policyholder would be eligible to get. Underwriters measures the risk exposure and suggest the insurer the premium that should be charged to insure the risk. So both coverage and the premium can be determined on the basis of underwriting. The underwriter needs to balance the act of protecting the company's books from the risk and at the same time issue insurance policies at a premium that is commensurate. So this is the real delicate balancing act which has to be done by an insurance company. On one side, they had to ensure that they have sufficient claims fund to meet the claims whenever it arises, and for that reason they need to balance the books of the company with adequate funds collected out of the premium. At the same time, the insurance policy holder should not feel that excessive premium is being collected in comparison to what other insurance companies in the same industry are collecting for the same type of risk coverage. So if the policyholder gets a feeling of that a particular insurance company is charging a heavy premium, then they won't go to that particular insurance company, but they will definitely prefer a competing insurance company who charges them a lesser premium for the same coverage and with almost similar facilities that are provided by the previous insurance company. And hence this underwriting is a very, very important process from the insurance company point of view as well as from the policyholder point of view. Now let us understand how actually underwriting process is done. When we talk in terms of insurance company, this process is done by the underwriters. It means that underwriting is done through an underwriting department. Insurers obtain information about this prospective insureds from several sources, including the applications, the physical examinations, the laboratory testings, the agents, the attending physicians, the industry sponsored database, and all different sources of information, so that they are equipped with all the information that will help them to evaluate and classify the risk. Underwriting at the department or the office level involves the specialist and underwriting executives, because this work has to be done very accurately. This work has to be done with the help of technology to get precise underwriting decision making, and hence for doing this work, underwriting department has a team of specialists who carefully consider all the facts before taking a decision to select or not to select a particular risk, as well as if at all they decide to select, at what terms should the insurance company actually decide to accept that risk. And hence this work done by specialists, this careful work done by specialists is very important for the insurance company. And employees who practice such underwriting process are called as underwriters. So we have got now familiarity with a new unit in the form of underwriting department. We also are becoming aware that this work is done by specialists, and whoever does this underwriting work are called as underwriters. So these are the new terms you need to get familiar once you want to, or when you want to understand the underwriting or the insurance process in more details. Now let us understand, after knowing what is underwriting, after knowing the meaning of underwriting, after knowing who actually are doing this process, now let us understand what is the need of underwriting. I said underwriting is very important process for the insurance company. Now let us look at what is the need. Underwriting is necessary for all types of insurance, especially because the insurer has to take care of the losses. As we saw, the underwriter has to balance the books of accounts of the insurance company. At the same time, he has to ensure that the policyholder does not feel a big pinch to his pocket. And that is where he has to consider both the books as well as the insured's perception. In any insurance plan, insured contributes to the common fund pool from which the claims are to be paid to the insureds who suffer the loss. If this arrangement is to function smoothly, then each insured's contribution should be based on the expected loss potential. And here comes the need of underwriting. So to calculate the exact expected loss potential and based on that to come out with the precise premium for that risk pool is the need for underwriting. Insureds with low loss propensity would be subsidizing those with higher loss propensity, and this principle applies with both individual and group insurance. It simply means higher the risk, higher the premium, lower the risk, lower the premium. But to understand which is having higher risk, which is having lower risk, a proper scientific process needs to be done. This scientific process is underwriting. And when it is done simply on the basis of judgment of the underwriters based on their experience, based on the knowledge, then we call that process as underwriting on judgment basis. If complete information on each of the proposed insurer is available, then it becomes easy for the underwriter to do this underwriting simply on the judgment basis. Now, there is a tremendous effect on the competition or underwriting. Insurers have no option but to underwrite, and to the need for underwriting increases with competition. When we say competition, competition involves using of different technology. It drives businesses in general and insurers in particular constantly to seek advantage over rivals. So on one side, they are trying to make lighter the insurance premium. On the other side, they have to also ensure that the profitability of the insurance company is also maintained, especially for meeting the claims whenever it is raised. Mortality and morbidity studies and research enables the actuaries and underwriters to gain a better understanding of the factors influencing the mortality and morbidity. The stronger this understanding, more precise can be the insurer's pricing and underwriting, and hence underwriters and actuaries work hand in hand, finally, for the benefit of the insurance company as well as the policy holders. And this is where the competition comes into the picture. The more solid this actuary and the underwriting team, the tremendous competitive advantage is derived by the insurance company, and they get the leader's advantage in the insurance market. Now, underwriting promotes the market efficiency. Underwriting promotes market efficiency because better consumer choice and value can be decided in the long run. Additionally, it can also fulfill the society's goal of providing protection against the risk efficiently. And that's how, on one side, you plan to penetrate the market more wider and deeper, and because of which the people decide to buy insurance for meeting any contingency. And when people are equipped with insurance, the society as a whole benefits. And that's how underwriting promotes market efficiency as well as take care of the welfare of the people as well as the society. Now, friends, when we talk about underwriting, we can classify underwriting into two types: medical underwriting and non-medical underwriting. We have to be very clear about these two particular terms. Let us first understand what is non-medical underwriting, and then it becomes very easy for us to understand what is medical underwriting. Insurers have a carefully drafted underwriting policy which guides the underwriter to decide acceptance or non-acceptance of risk. Now, the information that is collected from the prospects depend upon the type and quantum of the coverage decided by the prospect. Many prospects are accepted by the insurer without conducting the medical examination of the prospect, and such type of underwriting which is done without the medical examination of the prospect is called as non-medical underwriting. And if at all the insurer feels that the medical examination is required, but because of certain parameters, because of certain information that has been provided by the prospect in the proposal form, then the insurer will ask the prospect to undergo medical examination, and based on the report provided by the medical practitioner, the insurer will decide what type of risk can be accepted from such prospect. Now, when we talk in terms of medical underwriting, such non-medical proposals and cases are entered in subject to certain limits being imposed on the age at entry, the sum assured, the plan of insurance, and class of lives. So it's not that simply that policyholder will be getting going through non-medical underwriting. It will also have certain terms and conditions that needs to be fulfilled by the prospect or the policyholder. In non-medical underwriting, insurer uses the prospective policyholder's statement of his health to enable the insurer to underwrite a risk. Here we have to remember utmost good faith, wherein it is a voluntary duty of the insured to disclose all information which is material, which will be useful for the insurer to come out with the actual evaluation of risk. And based on this presumption that the insured is going to provide all material information, non-medical underwriting is done based on this information but given by the insured. In non-medical underwriting, instead of medical report, the insurance is based on physical characteristics of the individual, such as the age, height, weight, etc., as revealed by the proposal form. And this is where importance of your information provided by the insured comes into the picture. General applicants above 45 years are considered for non-medical underwriting because the mortality rate is not as high as we compare it as the age increases. Such applicants are likely only to have answered a few questions on the application, and based on these answers, insured will provide most of the information to the insurer, and this will be useful for the underwriters to evaluate the risk. Special categories of people like working in defense, professionals like doctors, engineers, architects, chartered accountants, these people can be considered under non-medical underwriting. Now, underwriters also deploy various rating factors to understand and evaluate the risk. And these various factors are related to various aspects of the insured, such as age and gender, financial situation, lifestyle, habits, family history, personal history of the health, sum assured, and other personal circumstances in the prospective policyholder's life that may pose a hazard and increase the risk. So this is not an exhaustive list. Based on the experience, based on the suggestions from the actuaries, underwriting process can ask more information from the insured, and the insured will have to provide it to the insurance company. The higher the coverage and older the applicant, the more the insurance company is at risk, and therefore the insurance company can seek more information and the insured will have to provide such information. Underwriting involves identifying these hazards and their likely impact for classifying the risk. And that is the main reason underwriters or the insurance company seek information from the insured. Now let us look at another type of underwriting, which we call it as financial underwriting. Financial underwriters pay special attention to determine the insurable interest and the extent of sum assured and base their decision on individual's personal and family income. So when we talk in terms of financial underwriting, the main basis of decision making is on the individual's personal and family income. Now, underwriter can question the proposed insured in different ways. They can question the proposed insured on the detailed list of all previous policies submitted along with the proposal form. You remember that human life value formula given by Dr. Huebner, therein we can actually decide what is the maximum sum assured that can be provided in case of life insurance. And here, this is the basis on which the underwriter takes into account all the previous policies that are insured by the same company or any other company, so that it can be arrived about for a proper sum assured based on all the policies coming together, taking into attention together. So that is the reason underwriters can ask detailed list of all previous policies submitted along with the proposal form in order to know that a total life cover taken by the proposer and related with the cover proposed, so that the insured is not provided any excess amount over and above its human life value. The underwriter can also refer to the proposer's income tax returns and records to analyze the tax commitments and defaults, if any. This is specifically from understanding the moral hazard. Underwriters will also pay careful attention to the financial aspects of a proposal risk for reasons other than to identify any fraudulent intention. So underwriters will try to use all sorts of information to come out with a decision about what type of risk can be suffered by the insurance company based on the information that is provided in the proposal form, as well as more information that is sought by the underwriter or the insurance company from the prospect or the insured. Now, there are certain safeguards that are adopted by insurance company, especially non-medical business. As I referred before, there will be certain terms and conditions which will have to be accepted by the policyholder. And some of these safeguards can be restriction on selection, putting the limits on the sum insured, restriction on maximum entry age, restriction on the maximum term for which the policy can be issued, restriction on the maximum age at maturity, restriction on the type of insurance plans allowed, as well as restrictions on the high risk plan. So this can be some of them, and many more such safeguards can be adopted by the insurance company in case of non-medical underwriting. Now, having understood what is non-medical underwriting, let us understand what is medical underwriting. It becomes very clear when, in case of medical underwriting, the insurance company will ask the prospect to go to a medical examination. And where this case arises, especially when there is no underwriting possible with the non-medical underwriting. So in certain cases, medical underwriting is essential to validate the risk acceptance based on the health information. So this health information is very crucial. This cannot be understood by an insurance underwriter. It requires a medical person, medical physician, to get reports, and based on the reports, suggest to the insurance company as to what is the health status of the prospect. Insurers use medical underwriting to decide on the acceptance of risk and premium rate for policy. Medical underwriting is generally preferred when insurance limit crosses the non-medical under limits. So a prospect may go through non-medical underwriting. However, if his limit crosses, like we have said in the previous slide, the safeguard, there can be a limit of sum assured. So if the limit crosses, then that prospect might not be eligible for non-medical, and in such scenario, he will have to go through medical underwriting. The medical format gives the insurer vital information about the prospective insured. When we talk about the medical format, this is on the basis of the instructions provided by the insurance company. Even though the insurance company might not know the medicalities, medical terms, but it has a standard format which it provides to this medical examiners, and these medical examiners have to provide a report in that format so that it becomes very easy for the insurance company to derive meaning out of it. And these formats are based on very important report medical tests. Vital information about the health can be traced from medical reports like X-ray, ECG, CBC, ECR, FBS, treadmill, serum cholesterol, ELISA test for HIV, etc., etc. So insurance company can suggest or instruct such medical examiners to have this test done, and based on that, suggest what type of risk that would be faced by such prospect to the insurance company, and that would be useful for the insurance company for bringing out its underwriting decision. The medical examination brings out certain information that a prospective insured might want to hide. So once this is done, there is no way of hiding any information on the health grounds. Medical report would make it very clear, which will be very useful for the insurance company to decisions, especially in case of life insurance. Medical underwriting allows the insurer to prevent any likely claims for conditions that people may have already suffered by placing some kind of exclusion on the policy. So it's not that the insurance company won't accept, it may accept by excluding certain risks, and basis on that the policyholder may decide to continue with such policy. Insurance is designed to cover future events rather than events that have already happened. This is the main basis of medical underwriting. Thank you.